Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Big Al Mac.
Hey, man.
You've been busy. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
We do have part-time Justin going out into neighborhoods, finding people that still have their Christmas lights up and asking them, what's up? Why are your lights still up?
The lights?
Yeah. So we'll have that in about 20 minutes, 45 minutes away from First World Problems.
Okay.
In about 5 seconds from Big Al's dating life.
Oh, yes.
One, and here we are.
Well, you know, I've been kind of back on the Bumble. I've been swiping left a little bit, swiping right a little bit. It's always a disappointment when you swipe right, Kelly, and the person didn't swipe right on your...
Well, you have to sometimes wait a little while because maybe happens. They weren't on the same time you were.
Yeah, that's
maybe they just haven't gotten to your profile yet.
Have you gotten... A lot of people tell me that the people that are doing Bumble and Tinder, you get a high, like a Bumble high.
Oh, yes.
Have you gotten that yet, Al?
A Bumble high.
Yeah.
You get excited.
The butterflies in your stomach, you see a girl and you're like, ooh! There it is.
Yeah,
you gotten like that? Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the hopefulness that they do swipe right on you.
Right, that's right,
right, right.
Checking back to see if you got a little message.
So I guess the best way to explain this little situation is for JC to help me out, because I just sent him the screenshots of the text correspondence. We moved from Bumble to text, which is a lot easier.
That's right? A huge step.
Aren't you proud of Big Al for doing that?
It's a lot easier. You know, have to go to the app and all that kind of stuff.
We've been telling you maybe a call would be good, but the text, that's a good step.
At least a couple of times.
I like it.
A few times. So... JC, if you don't mind, you play the female.
Thanks.
Even though I have two perfectly good females right here.
Very eager to participate, but we just have to be an audience now.
Yeah. But look, we're trying to be equal opportunity, so parts can go to anybody.
I'd rather get the reaction from you ladies.
Okay, so JC is the female in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So we'll just
kinda, you are you.
I'm me.
And Big Al Mac's going to
take it up in the middle of a... She had just said, hey, what's up? And I said, hi there. Not a lot going on, just trying to sell a few burgers. What's up with you?
LOL. not much. Bartending Friday night, the no plans.
Oh, where?
At a small country club in Terrell. I used to bartend at Cowboys Red River, but it was too far of a drive all the time.
Oh, so you're a good old country girl, huh?
LOL, kinda. I'm from the country, but I don't dress country.
Ah. I'm sure you look hot in jean shorts and cowboy boots.
Oh, my gosh.
Picture sent.
Immediately? She had a photo ready to go?
Yep.
Ha, ha, ho, yeah. Told you you'd look hot.
What are your plans this evening? I thought about stopping by your bar because a girlfriend of mine wants to do karaoke for her B-Day.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll be around, but karaoke is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at McKinney Avenue Tavern. I canceled Wednesday. Nobody showed up.
Al, you're not asking questions.
Oh, I understand. Well, let me see what she wants to do now, and I'll let you know.
Well, you can still bring her by for a drink.
I sure can.
Bring your credit card. Did you add that?
Okay, so that was...
Oh, okay, no.
That was the night before.
Later, a few hours later. Hey, you want to bartend today? Mine called in sick.
No.
Just for a few hours.
Oh, my God.
LOL.
What are you...
Are you serious?
Yep.
LOL. Well, I have her birthday tonight.
Well, like I said, my bartender couldn't make it, and I can't get a hold of anybody. You'll be done by 5.
But I teach, LOL. I can't just leave my children.
Oh. Huh?
I have no words. I can't. I have no words.
Kelly, you have to understand.
You gotta understand, Kelly.
Why am I making a joke out of people that want to date
him? She's not making a joke. This is
desperate.
Al.
I was desperate. I left here yesterday. I went to work out.
What would you do if you didn't have Bumble?
Hold on. I left here. I went to work out. I get a text message. Hey, the bartender hadn't shown up. So I call. I'm like, are you there? No response. No response. No response. I call other bartenders, see if they can come in. No response. No response. They're all sleeping.
Sure.
And I can't get a hold of anybody. She had just told me an hour prior that she's a bartender. How perfect is that?
Why wouldn't you do it?
I had some stuff that I wanted to do. So that
it's
needed
your
to
business.
Do,
but yes, you're a boss.
BumbleRecruiter.com.
There's no job too small when it's your business, right?
I ended up bartending. I did, but I was just... I had
so
a
you couldn't do what you wanted to do.
I had a perfectly good bartender.
Uh-huh. What, you need to get in a hot tub naked with some dude?
That's exactly why, Jenna.
I had a perfectly good bartender right here. So I thought, I had no idea.
I want everybody to call in now and say, Kelly and Jenna, y'all are so mean to Big Al.
Yeah, that's what happens in this situation. I stand up for women, and then it's, y'all are so hard on Al.
I really have nothing to say.
Why would you disrespect a woman that wants to go on a date with you, and instead of taking her on a date, it's one thing if you guys are friends.
That's Al for an opportunity to make some money.
Okay.
Okay.
There's nothing disrespectful about that.
Al,
you're a bartender, and I give you an opportunity to
she didn't want a job. She wanted to go out on a date.
Well, that's why I asked to find out. I said, would you like to?
Hey, Jenna, I want to date you, but can you come wipe my butt?
Kristen Rhoda said, tell me this isn't for real. Oh, no. This is 100% real.
Yeah.
Didn't you receive a message the other day from a potential Bumble date that's a Kid Nation member, Al? That was a...
Yeah, let's read that.
Yeah. Can you find that one?
In the meantime,
can we just focus on what's happening and not on me here? Damn, JC sounds like an ugly chick.
Well,
JC's girl voice is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
My deepest apologies.
Like I said, perfectly good women right here.
I think it's fine if you want to use Bumble but to find employees, but just put that in your bio.
Wasn't intentional to find employees. She said she's a bartender. I needed a bartender. I don't see anything wrong with that.
You haven't even gone on a date with her yet.
I don't see anything wrong
with
that.
That's the problem is you don't see a... That's the problem.
You don't see a problem.
If a person,
I would ask her if she knows anyone that you are in need of a bartender. Does she know anyone?
That would have been way better, huh?
Well, that's just a nicer way of putting it.
Well, I mean, if you tell me you're a bartender and I need a bartender, well, I don't see anything wrong
with it. She's not on there looking for a job.
I wasn't on there looking for an employee either.
Yeah,
But I sure needed one.
There's apps for that, Al.
I had someone that had told me an hour before that they're a bartender. That's top of mind. I'm like, hey, since you're a bartender, you want to come bartend? What's wrong with that?
I think because she was looking more for do you want to go on a date? And instead she got a orientation for a new job that she didn't want. You know what I mean?
I mean, I wouldn't try. I don't think that was disrespectful. I really don't.
Torn apart by saying anything.
I know.
So
it's just like you do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And I hope you find love and a bartender.
Great.
I hope you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Did you find that message yet?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Can you remember what it was about vaguely? Because obviously it was something worth bringing
Summarize
up.
It for us.
God, JC, I've been bumbling with two.
He doesn't know.
So you have been bumbling that much to where you can't find messages?
Well, I mean, there's two or three text message threads in here. So yeah.
So you've been. That's good.
Do you remember what it was, JC?
She basically was upset with Big Al Mack.
Yeah, she's chewing him out.
They were corresponding on Bumble. And then she heard what he did to the first girl at the bar.
On the radio.
On the radio.
She just chewed him out.
She goes, I hope our meeting goes better than that one.
Oh, so she's not giving up meeting you.
No.
Okay, well,
no.
Then there you go.
She was yelling at you. I overheard you saying it like she was just like, this is ridiculous. You're just doing this as a bit.
There was that one, too. Yeah.
That was a different one.
Where's that one?
That one, she was angry.
That made me remember who it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, now you remember who it was. Yeah, because I remember the tone of that one was extremely angry.
I don't think this is for Al. This is not for
Al. What, dating?
This is not the right avenue for you to take to find love.
You learn through your mistakes, Kelly. That's what you're doing.
When you asked me to meet you at your bar, let's see. You want to know how I know you weren't serious about dating? Because when you asked to meet me at your bar, not everything is meant to be a skit on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Some people are actually genuine. Best of luck. I grew up listening to the show.
Well,
hopefully you're still listening.
By meeting him at the bar, I don't think that made it a bit for the show. That's just his...
He's just lazy, yeah.
Laziness, his unimaginative ability.
Yes.
He has no imagination.
No.
He has no sense of what is decent and appropriate for a first date when you're trying to impress a woman. But see here, I'm going to get slammed for saying
the effort
these things.
He's willing to make. Everyone thinks it's fine.
If this is working for him, because obviously it is very well, I want you to keep doing that, Al.
Oh, thank you.
And don't take my previous advice of doing the exact opposite.
Today is opposite
of everything you normally do, because.
Now, I don't know which one to do.
That's not what she wants you to do.
You got too many things on the table.
Well, it's opposite day.
It is opposite day.
Right. 100%.
I don't know why. Why do I care?
Why do we care?
Why do I care?
Because we want the best for Al.
This has nothing to
but
do with me.
He doesn't listen to us, you know?
Nothing to do with
me. I am actually fine with you. It is you to have people meet you at your bar. So I'm not trying to change you. It's just more being more respectful to the woman if you were serious about it. If you really wanted to go on a date with her, you wouldn't ask her right from the get-go to bartend for you.
Well, that's what I needed at the moment.
It's not about filling needs.
Oh my God.
I'm practicing Lamaze breathing, even though I've never had to deliver a baby that way. I need more oxygen.
Oh man.
I got a little head rush. That was rather pleasant, actually.
But you know what? There's a girl out there for you. There's a girl out there that's fine always, you know, coming last.
Oh, well, see, now it makes it sound bad.
Yeah, second. Now it sounds bad.
It does. Yeah, it's bad when you put it like that.
You are more of a... This is what I don't get. You've been a good friend to me. We've always had a platonic relationship. So when I've asked for favors or if I need your chivalry from time to time, you offer that. But yet when it comes to dating, you don't. You know, you changed a tire for me at work. I feel like that should extend towards your dating life as well. But you tend to treat the women like they're your employee.
Like Halsey. Bad at love, dog.
He's bad at love.
Just bad at love.
You can't blame him for trying.
I think it's when you see a guy has the potential to be better, you're disappointed when he's not.
Yes. Just disappointed.
Yeah. Just disappointment.
Are you disappointed in yourself, Al?
No, I think y'all should lower your expectations.
No, you know what I've lowered them to? I've lowered them to no expectations.
There you go.
None whatsoever.
There you go.
You don't want to date, though, do you?
Nope.
I would date.
He's bumbling like crazy.
He is just something to do.
It's like a new toy
that a man will play with for a minute and get tired of it.
As long as you're honest about it.
Yeah.
Part-time Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
What do you think Big Al should be doing on Bumble?
Well, actually, you're not the first person to try to look for an employee off of Bumble. Bumble actually has an app along in the system.
Yeah, but it's
where
for networking.
It's called Bumble Biz.
Yes, it's for networking. So if you'd be on the app.
What y'all talking about?
And you can look through their resume.
Yeah.
You get a picture of them.
Okay.
And you can start messaging them there, too. So, if you find the connection, you could say, hey, hop over to Bumble Biz.
Boom.
We'll turn this into
a business relationship.
Yeah.
To a work thing.
That's how you do it right there.
And then you get them to your bar, and then they start working for you, and then you start hitting on them.
No, we're not in the right climate.
Why don't you, like, the pool of people here, like part-time Justin and other people who need extra income, why don't you, like, pay for them to go to a bartending course so you have these people at your disposal to help you out in a pinch?
Yeah.
And help out the people that you already work with who need extra income on the side.
Justin,
why don't you offer?
I would love to be a bartender at your bar.
There you go.
If someone bails and you need someone, I'll be over there shaking some martinis, some margaritas.
Isn't that the same person that stole like 18 t-shirts from me a year ago?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
18 t-shirts?
It was 22.
You don't even remember?
I remember. Yeah, we were passing them out. It was promotion. Those were free t-shirts.
He was helping you advertise your bar.
Okay. And he did. So now you know, if you need a bartender, part-time Justin's ready.
Part-time Justin. Yes. Yeah, I know.
I can shake it up.
Yeah.
All right.
When he's not out on the streets talking to the people. Justin, we noticed that some people still have their Christmas lights up.
It is. Christmas is over, people.
We had a deep conversation. We're like, yo, it's too late.
It's ridiculous to see Christmas lights still up 29 days past Christmas. Oh, my God. That's like, you are past the expiration date.
I think we said the latest you could have had it up, probably the 10th of January.
Where is this rule?
January 6th. You know,
where is this?
It's an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
Rule.
We should all know.
Rule.
Whoa.
Yeah. And some people celebrate the 12 days of Christmas.
Which is fine.
But it ends on January 6th.
Yeah.
You know, we're not saying that you need to take them off, but you should.
No,
I thought that's what this bit is. Yeah. I thought you were going and telling people.
You need to take them off.
He basically did go tell people, stop it, and we'll get to it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're just over an hour away from sending you to Bonnaroo, so you could hang out in Tennessee, enjoy some great music acts like Eminem, Muse, The Killers, they'll be there, Bon Iver, Khalid. Well, it's going to be there.
The Killers.
I already said that.
T-Pain.
I can't take you seriously right now, Justin.
Christmas elf.
You look like a Teletubby.
Oh, my Christmas gear is on.
You look like the red Teletubby.
If people's Christmas lights are on their house.
Rest in peace, purple Teletubby.
Might as well keep my sweaters out and the gift wrap and the Christmas trees.
Is that what you wore when you went out to the neighborhood?
I sure did.
Yeah, you did.
Set the stage first. It just rubs you the wrong way that people are lazy with taking down their Christmas decorations, especially the lights.
Yes, definitely. It's just like the neighborhood has an aesthetic, you know, where it's January.
You just moved to the new neighborhood.
I know, you know. Hey. And, you know, I got expectations of this neighborhood that I'm living in. And if it's 29 days past Christmas and you still have the lights up.
That's weird.
It's just like you are not on the game, you know. You don't care about the appearance of the neighborhood.
Or they care a lot and they want to keep it decorated.
You know, some shopping centers keep those lights up year round.
Yeah, as long as they're just plain lights. They don't have the wreaths and the bows. Yeah, because that's pretty. But when people are doing, you can tell when it's Christmas and it was just when it's just pretty. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like fairy lights.
Now, there are great ideas like this one from the text. Part-time Justin, I strategically decorate my yard for Christmas so that after Christmas I can make a few minor adjustments and turn it into Valentine's.
There you go.
That's cute.
Do you think I should turn off my red and white Christmas/Valentine's lights, or are those okay?
If they look good and they go with a theme, you know what I'm going to say? You should keep them. But most of the people who have their Christmas lights on their house are half dangling because of the wind, the rain, and they're not the prettiest lights. You know, probably people who keep their lights on 29 days after, they're probably the ones who didn't have the best Christmas light decor anyway.
Okay, so you went knocking on doors.
So I did.
So at night, 6 o'clock, people just got home, took off their shoes, watching Two and a Half Men or something. Eating a meatloaf sandwich, you know, and they still got their
Christmas. That sounds good.
Meatloaf? Okay. And then knock on their door.
All right, here we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hello. Hi, I'm Justin, and I'm from the Junior HOA, and I'm writing a quick newsletter report on why people still have their Christmas lights up.
Right. Well, they're up, just not on.
Would you say it's because you haven't had time, you just haven't felt like doing it, or you really love Christmas?
Pretty much I haven't had time.
When would you say you're going to take them down?
Probably within the next couple of days.
Next couple of days. Okay, thank you.
Now, what is this newsletter for?
Yeah, it's a newsletter for the Junior HOA. It's like part of a club that I'm in, and I'm writing a newsletter just like as a quick like little research.
Junior HOA, like homeowners?
Yes. That's like a club local around here.
Okay. I mean, what's the name of this neighborhood?
I don't know. I just lived a couple of blocks down, and it's just, we don't have, like, designated areas yet.
Okay.
It's just, like, people wanting to be more involved with their neighborhood.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Bad timing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Have a good night. Thank you, sir. Hello. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you, sir. My name is Justin. I'm part of the Junior HOA program at my school, and we're collecting research as to why you still have your Christmas lights up.
Why do we still have our Christmas lights up? We just haven't got to take them down.
Just got to take them down. Would you say it's out of these three options, would you say it's you hadn't had the time yet, you really love Christmas, or you just don't feel like it?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay, perfect. And do you know when you will take them down?
Why is this important?
It's been 29 days since Christmas Day, and you still have your lights up. How does that make you feel?
Amazing.
How important for the community's aesthetic, how important that is that to you?
The lights we have we use them year-round for different functions. So, Christmas is one of those functions. I'm not sure that they're Christmas-specific. They are red and green.
Yeah.
They're projected. They're not bulbs that are out there.
Would you be using them for Valentine's Day?
No, probably not, but we will use them in February.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Good night, sir.
You're not going to use them for Valentine's, but you are going to use them in February.
That made me so uncomfortable.
Ooh, you should have done it. That was uncomfortable.
What was up with that dad with the little kids?
Oh, yeah. He opened the door and like five children ran out. He's bad timing. I was like, oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I'm not going to bother you anymore.
Maybe people just have the flu.
Yeah. They could have been sick. Oh, and doing street bits is so uncomfortable.
It really is.
You're good at it, but oh.
Here's the thing. It doesn't get any easier, by the way.
No, I bet it doesn't. And just, you know, and you do it alone, and you're like, what if they follow me back to my car asking for more information?
Oh, yeah.
What if they call the popo? Yeah, oh, man.
So many questions.
Have you been handcuffed ever doing a street bit, Al?
Not doing a street bit. I mean, I've gone to a guy's house, and I told him that my water was out. And I had a towel wrapped around me. That's all I had.
Yeah.
So my water's out. Could I take a shower in your house? And I knocked on three or four doors. And finally, someone let me in to take a shower in their house.
And, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I went in one house and cooked breakfast for total strangers.
It's strange what people will let you do.
Yeah.
Still in this day and age.
Yeah. And we used to do a bit called, What Do These White Folks Do to Buy These Big Ass Houses?
Right.
Yes. That was a very long title. A great bit.
I go to big, huge house, you know, but nowadays,
no,
it's difficult.
It's really difficult.
A lot of people call the police real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been handcuffed once.
Yeah.
Working, doing street bits in San Diego. And then we were basically held by the police at a mall once during another bit.
Yeah.
No.
Which was pretty fun. So you'll get there.
Now you just got to clinch up and just do it. But, you know, because I did it, I bet they are going to take their Christmas lights off. This weekend.
Are you going to go back and check?
Let's hope. Oh, you want me? I'll get you an update. I'll let y'all know.
With Justin?
Yeah, maybe a little follow-up. We talked about these Christmas lights coming down this week. What happened?
Hello.
What happened?
The Junior HOA.
Get rid of them, people. Take the lights down.
Yeah, do it for your aesthetic.
Yeah, do it for Justin.
Yeah.
You dread it, but it's one of those things you're so glad it's over.
Be a credit to your community.
Maybe your Christmas lights are so good you don't want to take them down, and that's your first world problem. Maybe that's what's going on in your life. Or whatever your first world problem is, Kid Nation, we would love for you to pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And look, we know you feel bad complaining because there's worse things going on in the world. We read about them every day, but if you get it off your chest and you can laugh about it, it makes you feel so much better. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Share your first world problems, text us, call us, and don't forget, we got Bonner Roulette coming up in just about an hour. Take your first world problems next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
If you got a first world problem, we would love for you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll put you on the show. You can text us, too. Same phone number, you can put something up on Instagram. You can tweet us, Facebook, whatever you need to do. Use the hashtag First World Problems so we can find it. Got a couple here from the text.
Come on.
Brittany wrote us and said, you guys, I'm sick. Oh. And Alexa doesn't understand me.
Oh.
Hashtag First World Problems.
Stuffy nose.
Yeah, that sucks. Speaking of Alexa, real quick, you can ask her for her Super Bowl prediction. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard about this.
So if you ask her, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Here's what Alexa has to say.
Hey, Alexa. Who do you think will win the Super Bowl?
I'm flying with the Eagles on this one because of their relentless offense and the momentum they've been riding off their underdog status. EAGLES. Eagles.
Hey, Alexa. Who do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I'm rooting for the Eagles. They've never won a Super Bowl, and I like a good underdog story. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Wow.
Somebody has to program it to say that because Alexa can't make reasoning like that.
Yeah, it's
got to
be some
somebody
Eagles fan.
Somebody that's Alexa's headquarters is doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got to be. It's got to be an Eagles fan pranking everybody that owns one of those.
I watched that Morgan last night, and she had emotions.
Which one?
Morgan, the robot. Human robot.
I've been on
that turns the movie.
Oh, not the real robot that's out and about. Samantha, I think her name is.
No,
that became a citizen of Saudi Arabia.
Now, who's Siri choosing? I wonder. We'll have to do that next.
We'll ask her. Yeah.
Never get her to answer.
Also from the text.
So annoying.
Updated my iPhone. All my recent used emojis also reset, so now I have to scroll to find the ones I like. Oh, that is a huge first world problem.
Hey, my battery's in.
Oh, nice.
Good. You bought it?
Well, I went and got in line and got on the a wait list to get a battery. Because remember, they said all these problems can hopefully be fixed with a battery. And we're getting it really cheap for like $29 or something.
Yes.
But if I don't go by Saturday, they're giving it to the next person on the list. So I've got to go get it.
Okay.
I'm going to see if it fixes my problems because it's been,
I want to get
so
one too.
So slow.
Mine goes down. Mine's at like a 10% by noon.
Oh, it drains so quickly.
About the charging.
Yeah, Jenna's got a good tip for us. We'll give it to you. Probably about 20 minutes. How about
I'll let y'all know if the battery fixes it out. My husband just thinks I need to get a new phone.
It's a very simple tip, too. It's one of those where you're like, oh, yeah. But a lot of us don't do that. So Jenna will hook us up in about 20 minutes. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
How you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Great.
Doing great. What's your first world problem?
So I paid off my car in December, and 5 days later, it started acting up, and now I have to trade it in and get a new car.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to pay it off and have it for a few years, save up money. Nope.
Yeah. What are you going to get?
I don't know. I really like the Ford Explorer, but
those are cool.
I mean, I had a really low note, so can't really beat that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, awesome. Low payment, too. Paid it off, and then...
No payment.
Our car's owned by Apple as well. I just finished paying them off. They're breaking.
The conspiracy.
Thank you, Jerry. Good luck with the new car. Hopefully, you get the one you like. What's up, Brandy?
Hey, guys. So, I have a very specific routine when it comes to fixing my hair. I wash it, I dry it, and then I straighten it. And usually, while my straightener's heating up, I can do some laundry or heat up dinner. But I have a new straightener, and it heats up so fast, I don't have time to do anything in between.
Wow. Hashtag first world problem.
That's a good one right there.
Yep.
Awesome.
I had one yesterday. I ended up not watching any TV shows last night.
Okay.
Because my wife and I couldn't decide what TV show to watch on Netflix, because there's so many.
So you just decided to watch nothing.
Yeah, we sat there scrolling for like an hour, and then we realized, yeah, we're tired. Let's go to sleep. So we scrolled TV shows, didn't watch anything, and went to sleep.
I finished The Alienist with Dakota Fanning, and I was telling you about that's on TNT. It's really good.
You like it?
I mean, if you like that kind of stuff,
tracking
serial killers back in time, yes, it was good.
The Alienist is the name of that show.
Yeah.
Just came out. Hey, Katie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so...
How are y'all?
Doing great. A lot of people are fans of what you have a first world problem with. What's wrong?
Well, during the day, my Roomba goes off to sleep my house while I'm at work. Uh-huh. Well, when I get home, I come to find that it gets stuck on objects, so I have to restart it, and it's loud, so I can't really hear my TV. It's kind of irritating because it's loud, so I have to turn up my TV or turn off the Roomba.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I went and saw how much Roombas are.
Ridiculous.
$500?
More.
More?
They're all different prices, but they're really expensive.
The ones I saw were like $800 and like a $1,000 one.
What?
Right. Yeah.
But I guess you're paying for the service.
And the noise, apparently.
And the noise.
It's noisy.
Katie, did you ever read about the dog poo story in the Roomba?
I have. Oh, I would be terrified if that happened to me.
The dog poo.
Oh.
Yeah, the dog poo one, man.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you have dogs, go read that story and be very careful if you have a Roomba.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, it's bad, Al. Mm. Roombas and dogs do not mix.
I guess not.
What's up, Jay?
Jay,
you there?
Hello?
Hove. Jay?
Jay had to move on.
Jay gone.
Bye, Jay.
Jay gone.
Had to get to work. First world problem.
I'm going to miss Jay. Yeah.
We'll move on to Lucy, though.
All right.
That's a good thing. Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. So my first world problem is wanting to wear my prescription glasses as an accessory, but having to put on my contacts first so I can do my makeup because I can't see without my glasses.
Yeah.
So you put contacts in, do your makeup, take them out, and then put on the glasses.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of work.
That is actually a lot of work.
That does sound like a lot of work. And wearing contacts looks so difficult. To get them in and to get them out.
Yeah, once you get used to it, pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that. I don't know why.
I know
people do it all the time, but.
My Halloween ones, it was so hard. People said that regular ones aren't as hard, but getting the dead ones in, like to make you look dead.
Oh,
it
cool
hurt. Way. Scratched my eyes. I didn't like it.
And my wife just started wearing contacts, and she says she doesn't even know if she takes them out sometimes. She can't tell. So,
well, you can tell, right, like in a day or two.
Yeah, yeah. She'll wake up and there's one gooping out of her eyeball.
No, I swallowed some one time.
You did?
Swallowed contact.
Yeah, I remember.
The water.
Yeah, they're in the water.
Oh.
By the sink.
Yeah. I just thought it was water. What was it?
Somebody used it to store their contacts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Trey.
Hey.
What's going on, buddy? So we have similar first world problems.
Yeah, gotta wait till This Is Us after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's your first.
You're hooked too, man?
He's hooked.
Yeah, it ended on a cliffhanger.
It ended on a cliffhanger. A certain company is not very happy with what's happening with their sales because of This Is Us. Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the source of the accident. And so the company's coming out and be like, no, we're cool. Well, good. Keep buying us. Keep buying us. I don't want to spoil it for people because I know people are still catching up.
All right.
But after the Super Bowl, all bets are off. We're all going to be watching the Super Bowl, and hopefully This Is Us. All right, Trey, I'll be waiting with you, man. Good luck on that. Hi, Stacy.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. You have a first world problem with Sonic?
I do. I went to Sonic yesterday, and I ordered a strawberry limeade. And the guy gave me a free extra scoop of strawberries, but I couldn't drink my drink because there were too many strawberries. Yeah. That's first world problem.
Yeah.
First world problem, yep.
No good deed.
No good deed. Too many strawberries.
So I like it how it is.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Jay called back.
Oh, good. We were worried about you, Jay.
Hey, hi, Jay.
We missed you.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You.
You're up, man. What's going on? What's your first world problem?
Well, I'm a fireman, and I typically work across town at my assigned station, but yesterday I picked up an overtime shift. It's only 3 blocks from my house. By the time I got there, my car was still cold, so I had to drive to work in the freezing cold.
Aww. Aww. It's not even long enough to heat
Dang
up.
It.
No, not at all.
Hey, Jay, do you watch those firefighter shows on TV, and are they pretty similar to how your life is?
No, not at all.
Chicago Fire.
Is there a lot of time for romance on the job?
No, not a little bit. No, not at all.
Yeah. Do you have a pole in your firehouse?
No, we did away with ours about 6 years ago.
Why, too many accidents?
No, strippers got confused.
Yeah, the liability.
Yeah, man, the pole is cool, though. Some firehouses have slides.
Have a slide you slide down?
Yeah, I think I saw a couple. Have you seen those, Jay?
No, we're not. Yeah, I've seen them. We're not the cool kids, though.
Yeah.
We just had to walk.
Walking? I didn't become a fireman to walk.
Yeah, man.
No, we're on the pole.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Jay, do you ever get really scared?
No, not at all. I mean, there's times where it can be stressful, but no, I mean, once you've been on the job and get some experience and you have a good crew, I mean, you kind of all stick together and...
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, you know what, man? Thank you for what you do, Jay.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I appreciate all you first responders.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you, buddy.
All right, bud.
Have a good weekend.
You on shift today?
No, sir. I got off this morning.
I got off this morning, yeah.
Enjoy your day. Thanks for what you do.
Big Al Mac has a similar schedule for Bumble.
Yeah, one day on, 2 days off.
There you go. Have a great day off, Jay. And, Kelly, you might feel Jonathan on this one.
Okay.
Hi, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, man, but I feel like you're not doing so great this morning.
No, I'm not. I'm not. My first world problem just put me to sleep, I can tell you that.
What happened?
So my first world problem, Kelly, I know you can attest to this. You know how on Candy Crush, after you beat so many levels, going straight through, they give you X amount of hours of free lives?
Yes.
Well, last night I had about 6 hours of free lives from playing Candy Crush, and I fell asleep.
Oh, no. Wow. So you wasted it.
I wasted 6 hours of Candy Crush.
Oh, no.
I hurt for you.
Jonathan.
I hurt for you because I know.
Yeah.
That pain.
What level are you on, Jonathan?
Yes. Oh, I'm like on level too high. It's like 3,200 or something like that.
Dang.
Any chance you'll quit anytime soon?
Cold turkey. You know I quit, right?
Yeah, well, I don't play it. I could say I've only spent 99 cents on Candy Crush.
You're good.
I've only spent that, and the only reason I have so many because I get those 1 hours and 2 hours of lives, and then they start giving you the extra bombs and the strikeys. Yeah. And it just lets me play and play, and hey, why not?
It's another language, isn't it?
It really is.
People that don't play Candy Crush are like, what in the heck are you talking about?
I only know because of you, Kelly, because you talked about these things a couple times here and there. Jonathan, I'm sorry you lost all your life, buddy, but we're glad you called the show.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good morning.
You too.
All right, brother. I'm getting addicted to a game. I feel like it's called Bacon Escape.
Bacon Escape.
Sign me up. Good.
Yeah, Alex.
What's the point?
You're a little pig, and you're escaping this
the butcher?
Death?
This death, basically. They're trying to turn you into sausage. But then you get characters like lambs, and there's little horses. I got a unicorn recently.
Oh.
And you're going on these tracks, and you got to make sure that they can get away from the people trying to make them food.
Oh, my goodness.
You just made me want some sausage.
So good. We got that tip, though. If you want to keep that battery alive on your iPhone, Jenna, it's a simple solution. When you hear it, you're going to be like, for real?
I have so many tech tips.
You got a couple tech tips?
Tech tips for you. But yeah, this one I've been doing lately because I had Kelly's same dilemma with my phone dying all the time.
Uh-huh.
But I've started doing something that's actually been preserving the battery life. So
we'll see what that is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got our first Battle of the Sexes of the Year.
Oh!
Coming up in 45 minutes, the defending champs, Big Al Mack, and me, JC.
That's right, the men.
We won last year. We tally up the wins at the end of the year.
I'll have to go back and listen to
that. That's what happened, Kelly. That's what happened. We got Bonnaroo Roulette coming up in 30 minutes. Your chance to go to Bonnaroo. That's pretty cool. And in about 15 minutes, we got your Showbiz Top 5. We'll catch you up with everything going on in Hollywood. Now, before we get to this tech tip from Jenna,
it's time for Tidbit News.
We all use Waze, right? Waze helps. That's our best friend on the road.
Well,
you don't always have to listen to Waze, you know?
No.
You don't.
I use the map sometimes. I don't know why
I do both.
Let me just ask you guys a question. If Waze instructed you to drive into a lake, would you be a human and say, no Waze?
No Waze.
No Waze, Jose.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Right? That's what most of us would do, but not some drivers.
Had them drive into a lake.
Drivers have been claiming that Waze GPS app instructed them to drive into a lake, so they did.
What?
Do you have any repercussion on that? Do you have any, can you sue them?
No.
I mean, it was in Vermont, and they said the lake was frozen, but still they know it's a lake because they live there. So they still drove it at night? It was a little dark, but you still know there's a lake. I mean, the road doesn't, it ends.
I don't know.
But just be careful out there with the Waze, you know? You don't have to do what Waze tells you to do.
No, I wouldn't think so.
It's not the law.
It's not the law.
But maybe you are listening to Liam Neeson.
What's that?
You know, you can do characters, and he's like, turn left now.
Oh, if it's Liam Neeson, yeah, you listen. Yeah.
Liam, there's a lake. I said turn.
Yeah.
No back talk, turn.
Yeah. He
do you want to live?
It's a particular set of skills. You follow Liam Neeson to safety, please. Jenna, you have a tech tip that you gave me that is one of those where when you hear it, you're like, of course I should be doing this.
Something that maybe you've heard of before, but this has been many years and then we forget to do it, or you just don't do it because it's hard to understand why you would do this kind of thing. But this was spun out of me accidentally forgetting to plug my phone in overnight.
Yeah.
Multiple nights in a row, because, you know, you're laying there addicted to the phone, and then you fall asleep. It hits you on the face. You just fall asleep with your phone in your bed. You wake up in the morning, and sometimes it's low on juice, and you're like, oh, I didn't charge it all night. Well, what I've been doing is I would charge it. It was dying so often lately, and Apple admitted that, you know, with your iPhone, that with the new ones coming out, that, yeah, they slow your phones down. That's why they're giving us deals on batteries through the end of the year.
Kelly's getting her battery this
I haven't
weekend.
Gotten mine yet. So of course, I've been having to charge it throughout the day because my phone was dying all the time. So I was falling asleep with it pretty full. And I noticed that my battery life was actually getting better.
Huh.
So I just happened to come across an article when I was prepping for the show that the headline is, why you shouldn't charge your mobile phone overnight.
Oh, really?
And this goes back to that whole theory. I know.
We all do.
This goes back to that theory that once a device hits 100%, that it's actually doing it more harm than good by keeping it charging overnight. So I've been doing this with all my electronics. I've been letting things get down to 30%, even with my laptop. Because, you know, I'll leave my laptop plugged in this whole morning at work past 100%.
I'm just unplugging mine right now.
They say that it's not just a conspiracy theory that you shouldn't overcharge your phone or other devices because of the lithium ion battery, that they charge faster. You can plug your phone, get it 80%, get it 100%, let it die down again, charge it, that it actually is ruining your battery when we're overcharging our devices. So I've started doing it lately. My phone's been lasting all day.
Okay.
Really?
There's something to it. So.
I tried it last night for the first time. I charged it before I went to bed. In the shower, it got to about 99%. Didn't even get to 100. I took it out because Jenna told me about this. Normally, around this time, I'm down to about 70.
Really? That fast?
Yeah, well, I have, not to brag, but I have the iPhone 5, okay?
Okay, well, I have the 6, but I also have a charger on it.
You know they have 5 more since then, right?
Of course, Al. But this is now, you know, this is the OG to me.
All right.
But this morning, I have it at 91%. So I've lost about 9% since I went to sleep, woke up this morning, did a couple emails, drove to work, have been on it here and there, and it's actually helped my battery life.
Huh. I think it has. I mean, there's a lot of theories that say it's fine, it can't overcharge, but they say what it does is it kind of, it's taking more energy for it to go from, and I don't know, it's kind of complicated science, but I'm just going to go with the headline and part of the article that says don't overcharge it.
I'll try it
before you go to bed, and then... You know, it only takes probably 2 hours to get to 100%. So take it off when things are at 100.
Yeah. Don't charge overnight. Maybe your battery will last a little bit longer.
Try it out.
Look at that tip right there.
All right.
It's pretty simple. It's one of those where you realize a lot of people tell you don't overcharge your batteries.
I've done it every day for a week, and my phone's at 94% right now, and I've been on it for 3 hours. So.
All right. I'll give it a shot.
There you go. So maybe you don't need to get that new battery, Kelly.
No, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Do it. Just still do that.
I'm not going to let it go.
Yeah.
It's still a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make an appointment.
I went and I only stood in line for about 30 minutes. People were saying you could go online, but we honestly couldn't figure out how to do it online. I was like, I'm at the mall anyway. It took me about 30 minutes. Then you get on a list. And then they contacted me by email and said, your battery's in. I got the email a couple days ago, and they said, if you don't come in by this Saturday, we're going to pass it off to the next person. Oh, but you don't have to go have an appointment to go back and pick it up. Just walk in and say, I'm here to get my battery. I got the email.
Okay, I got you. Interesting.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try it. My husband's convinced the battery's not going to fix anything. You know, I should go out and get another iPhone. But I just saw an email, the iPhone X, that's going to be over. They're discontinuing it after this year. They're already putting out another model. It's like, so at what point do you...
Alan got the 10, right?
He
for Christmas.
The X10, whatever you want to call
it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Somebody told me.
That voice guy.
Good. He's irritated. All right, we're getting ready to spin this Bonner Roulette wheel, yo.
Yeah, we are, Big Al Mack. On this Bonner Roulette, we have a bunch of months written down, including a couple any months. If it lands on your birthday month, that means... You get that phone ready and start dialing because we'll ask for a caller. Now, it has to match your ID because you do have to send that to us when you win a prize. So don't try to lie. You have to be born in the month it lands for you to win these Bonnaroo tickets.
I got to lie, Craig.
Big Al Mack, are you ready to spin, sir?
I'm spinning right now, sir.
And remember, being excited is awesome.
We love it.
We love excitement.
All right.
All right.
I love this.
Okay, what's going on?
If it's going to get stuck on one or have repeat, we take these off every,
we switch them up.
Little papers off every day. Any month is a winner.
It landed on any month. That means anyone can win.
That's a good one.
As long as you call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number what, Jenna?
13.
Caller number 13. You'll score these Bonnaroo tickets. VIP tickets were given away already on Monday. First shot.
Yeah, but general admission's still killer.
Oh, yeah, it's still great. And we got to...
You can see the Killers.
See the Killers? Eminem? Yeah. I want to see Eminem. He doesn't like to tour. He just does festivals here and there.
Yeah.
So if you want to, if you're a big fan of Eminem like I am, this is your shot. Don't blow it. Fun facts I've learned.
Come on.
Did you know that frogs... What?
No, I'm not frogs. I'm going to go ahead and say no now.
Did you know... I meant to say ducks. I meant to say ducks.
Wait, how did you confuse frogs with ducks?
Because I was reading a different article, and then this is not the one I want to tell you. I want to tell you that ducks in different parts of the world will quack in different accents.
What?
Yep.
So, give me a Spanish quack.
Yeah, Spanish quack it.
Quack?
No. You have to have the audio evidence.
Ducks quack in different accents depending on where they're from. Mm. That is a fact.
I want to hear.
An Australian duck, JC?
Quack me.
You can't just say stuff without having the evidence. I want to hear the audio.
Evidence is here.
I want to hear these worldwide ducks.
Yeah. Well, okay. I really like going down the street with this one. I really do.
I do too. But
we're all in the car. Let's do it.
Peking duck.
A what?
Peking duck.
I thought that was a Chinese food.
Yeah, it should be quiet.
Yeah, Asian duck.
It's quiet. It's dead.
Yeah. Asian duck.
Quack. You treading.
Quack.
Stop.
Quack.
I'm not laughing.
I am. That's funny.
People are very sensitive right now.
Yeah.
And quick to anger.
That's from my buddy Ghetto D.
What about?
You about to say all my best friends are Asian? Is that what you're about to say?
A lot of them are. Yes.
What about a British duck?
Oh goodness.
I need British music. Quack.
No.
Quack. All right. How about a Canadian duck?
Quack.
What?
What? Quack.
Quack.
How come you guys are not believing my facts? I'm going to look up videos of ducks quacking in their accents.
You can't just present this as fact with no proof.
Sure can.
I just did.
Sure
can. It's like our producer Robert just came in during the commercial break, and he said, did you read this article about how one out of six millennials has $100,000 in savings in the bank?
False.
What?
Which, just hearing that is, you know that's not true.
Well, hold on.
But it's in an article.
You got to understand that millennials run from the ages of 23 to 37. So maybe the late 30s ones are carrying that crowd.
I want to talk to these millennials who have $100,000 in savings in the bank.
How old do you want them to? Like 23 to 37?
It's just that one out of six. I'm not saying one can't, but not one out of six.
Okay, we got six millennials in this office. Trey, you're a millennial.
No way they have $100,000.
You got $100,000 in the bank?
Are we talking like 401k? It doesn't matter. I'm not even close to 401k, so it doesn't matter.
All right, it's one down.
And Trey's actually, he's pretty good. He's a smart guy.
It's decent.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Not one person in this office.
Anna?
Everybody's shaking their head no.
No.
What's the millennial range? What are we saying the ages?
23 to 37 is what I believe they deem to be millennials.
I know one friend who had saved almost that amount of money, but she was the biggest penny pincher. I mean, she ate ramen for dinner for years.
Right.
She didn't spend any money. And millennials, more than ever, they're living at home. But we have a lot of debt. Yeah.
Student loan debt and things like that.
Our millennial father, Nick Adams.
Yeah.
Also fellow millennial father.
Are you under 37?
I am under 37.
Okay. And I hate to get personal here, but do you have $100,000 in the bank or in
savings?
Everything included? Okay.
Everything.
No, and no one back there does either.
Right. That's what I was reporting. Around.
Yeah, no one.
Do you think this article is
false?
I read it and thought there's no way.
Because even if you're living cheaply, just cost of living alone, and you have to be making a huge salary to even save that kind of money at a young age.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe if you put six millennials together, they would have...
Where do they come up with these?
You need 10. Maybe 10. Also, according to Kid Nation in the text, whales also have different dialects, depending on where they're at.
Y'all better get me some audio recordings of this. Man. Do I need to start watching Animal Planet?
Yes.
I think so.
Have you seen the new Planet Blue or whatever? You know, they do Planet Earth, and right now it's the ocean.
No, but I want to, because I heard some people, the people that made this movie, documentary, whatever... They've been working on this for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And they say they've only tapped just a small percentage of what's out there in the ocean.
It's so
gorgeous. Oh, the one where it goes how deep it goes?
It's supposed to be so incredible.
It's so gorgeous. The show is so gorgeous. I've been watching it. I love it.
What's down there is not gorgeous.
Well, there's some depths of the ocean where literally they cannot film. It's so deep.
Too much pressure.
What lives down there? Can you imagine what creepy things live down there? They can't see.
They can't see. No.
It's dark.
They're
no
crazy
eyes.
Looking.
I've got to. That's on Animal Planet.
I'm sorry. I just kept saying Planet Blue. It's Blue Planet 2.
Okay, I'm going to watch. That's on Animal Planet now?
Yeah.
BBC Earth.
BBC Earth. Okay, I'm going to look that up.
I got to find that on cable.
And if you have ducks quacking in different accents, please send them my way.
Yeah, send that.
Thank you so much. Danette, how you doing?
I am doing super bueno.
Yay!
There you go.
Yes.
I already like your energy. Yes. And you know what? About to get crazier because, Danette, you're the 13th caller. Congratulations.
You're going to make me calm. Okay, let me stop. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay.
You're excited. It's all good. It's all good to be excited. Jenna's going to tell you what you just won, Danette.
Okay, Danette. Do you have someone in your life that likes music as much as you?
Yes. Yes.
You're teetering with the English and the Spanish, aren't you?
I like that.
Okay, I'm just going to speak English for Jenna.
Oh, you missed me.
Okay, thank you. So I did.
I'm do it in Hebrew, though. Oh. She's Jewish.
Oh, yes.
But yes.
No,
English,
I'm not
English.
Jewish, but I wish that I was.
Jenna's want to be Jewish.
Yes, you are.
Fine.
You're Jewish.
Yes.
Just don't know it.
Okay. Jewish in her heart. I am. All right. I'm so flattered by that.
Okay, go ahead, Jenna. I'm going to speak English.
Okay. All right, so you and whoever you choose, okay, are you're going to get two passes to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. That is happening June 7th through the 10th in Manchester, Tennessee. You are going to get to see artists like Eminem, The Killers, Muse, Future, Bass Nectar, Bon Iver, who I just saw the other night. They're great. Khalid, Paramore, Alt-J. There's 120 more artists there. You're going to get these two passes, a car camping permit, $250 in road trip cash.
So
nice. And you're going to have a great time, which is priceless.
You ready for that fun, Danette?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Well, we're assuming that you have a birthday.
Oh, yay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, when is your birthday, Danette?
November 5th.
Okay.
I'm Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Yes, you are.
Stinger.
Oh, well, I'm so excited. Take pictures and take baby wipes.
Right. Okay.
She will.
You know it.
Have fun, Danette. You got this.
I want to go to the music festival with her, and I don't go to music festivals.
That's because Danette is fun.
She is fun.
I bet Danette gets turned.
She does get turned. You're going to get turned.
Hell, she's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We got another pair of Bonnaroo passes for you tomorrow morning. Coming up next, it's round one of the year. For Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, we got to redeem ourselves, Kelly.
The defending champs are the men in the room. What?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, there's a big battle about to happen.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the Super Bowl either.
No.
Yeah, nobody's caring about that one, Tom Brady. We're talking about Battle of the Sexes.
A lot of pressure on this game because I feel like when I do poorly, I not only let you down, JC, I let guys down just all over the world.
But I feel like guys have our backs because we are answering questions that
are geared toward girls.
That are geared towards girls, so they understand our how difficult these questions can be for
us. Excuse me, we are not girls. We are women.
Yes, women.
Oh, Lord.
We demand respect.
Oh, Lord.
You are women, and we are champions.
And we are going to kick you little boys in the behind.
We won the competition last year. We out victorious.
That's right. We're the 2017.
I don't remember it that way.
We're the 2017 world champion.
That's right, baby boy. But it's a new year, so we're going to get a new champion this year.
Hey.
See how we get things going with Nick Adams here. Here's the host.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Hey. And now each time we do this, we mess with the rules a little bit. So I have a slight change to the rules. Last time, we started doing stealing and adding and taking away points. That got a little much.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are not going to do any of that this time.
Okay. No stealing?
No stealing. It's so
you either get your point or you
don't. Yep. That's it. So here we go. We are going to pit the guys versus the girls to see who knows more about the opposite sex.
Uh-huh.
Each player will be asked two questions based on trivia the opposite gender would know. And then each team has one final question to answer together.
Okay. Teamwork. Yeah. See, Nick's not only the host, he's also the commissioner. He changes
that. Yeah. That's
fine.
Are we okay with the rules?
I like the rules, Nick.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I really do.
Boys, how about you guys go first?
All right, we're down. We're down.
Here we go. JC, you're up.
Uh-huh.
What is balayage?
Balayage. I love balayage.
What do you love about it? What's your favorite part?
There's no steals, right?
The Bali.
No steals.
And the Ajin, baby.
The Ajin's fun, but I'm more of a Bali guy. Balayage, Nick, is a dance.
Okay, that is incorrect. Do any of the ladies know?
I do.
What is it?
Because it's what I get done to my hair.
Oh.
It's a paint. It's a hair painting technique for highlighting.
Correct. I was going to say a color, but that was purely a guess.
Did he pronounce it correctly, though?
Balayage. I've looked it up on several YouTube videos, and a few hairdressers said balayage.
Okay, because I've been saying it wrong. I knew what it was. I thought it was balayage.
Balayage. It's just like they take, instead of going to the root, they take pieces of my hair and saran wrap, and they paint my highlights down.
I'm more on the Kelly pronunciation. If you would have said biolage,
you would have had to.
Well, biolage is a hair care system.
Yes.
So you weren't close either way.
So I didn't. There you go. Dang. Biolage is something, but it's different.
Biolage is a brand of
hair
care.
Okay, thank you.
Get biolage?
I do not use biolage, but I get balayage.
Balayage.
So confusing.
So weird.
Still hair.
Yeah. Still hair. So 0 points for the boys.
Sorry, yeah.
Kelly, you're going to be first up for the ladies.
All right.
What is Nissan's full-sized pickup truck called?
A pickup truck?
Yes.
All I can think of is Pathfinder.
Ooh. It's incorrect. Do the guys know?
Tundra.
Well, when I hear Blake Shelton.
That's incorrect.
When I hear Blake Shelton talk about it.
Well,
it's
is that already the answer?
No, we don't get to steal. No.
You don't steal.
Al's correct.
Blake Shelton endorses the Nissan Titan.
The Titan.
I've never even heard of that.
I'm more of an F-150
guy. Jenna. It's okay. I didn't know that either, Kelly.
0-2-0. Big Al.
Yo.
Let's go, Al.
You're up for the guys. Hey, Al, what is a pumice stone used for?
A pumice stone?
Yeah, the pumice.
JC's looking at you like you should know this.
A pumice stone. I'm going to guess that the pumice stone is used in a pedicure. Like some of the stones that they use to massage your calves or something. Shut up.
Incorrect.
Oh, man.
Based on your explanation, no.
If you would have stopped, I may have accepted it.
Is that what they do to grind your feet?
The exfoliate.
It's to get like dry skin and stuff off your feet, right?
Say less.
You're close, though.
Less is more.
Right.
You learned a hard lesson there.
That's like when you get stopped by the police and you say something and they're probably on your side that you could keep regurgitating at the mouth.
You keep talking.
All right, Jenna, you're up for the girls.
Okay.
What is the best hand in poker?
The best hand in poker is a royal flush.
Correct. Wow. Very good.
Yay.
Yeah. Well done.
Ladies
played poker before.
On the board. All right. So now, JC, we're going to go back to you for the boys. Let's get a point.
Okay.
How many pills are in a monthly prescription of birth control?
Well, you got the pills, and then you got the sugar pills. Do you want both, or do you want just the... how many pills that actually work?
How many pills are in a birth control packet?
Just a packet? Even the sugar ones?
He said the whole packet.
So. The whole packet, Al?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, 31.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Dude.
Ladies?
Would you like to count?
Count them real quick, JC.
There. There should be four rows of seven.
And that is? 28.
It goes from the week.
Yes.
4 weeks.
Al, did you know that?
No.
I would have said you need a pill every day.
I would have said 30, yeah.
31. What about those months without 31?
That is kind of a trick question. I would have assumed 30, 31.
Yeah. How about I knew that there were sugar pills?
It's not a trick question. It's the actual answer.
That's the cycle for all of them. Some of them have a different amount of water pills, I believe. You know, some might have a whole week's worth. I only
Jenna, you've
four.
Missed a couple.
I'm on my month.
I'm just kidding.
I lost these for a while, so I got another pack.
The question, does if you miss one and you take two the next day, does that work?
No.
Yes.
See?
Oh.
You get into the habit of what a lot of us girls do that aren't active, and you take one and then you forget it for a few days, and then you're like,
start over.
Yeah. Huh.
Kelly, you're up next for the girls.
Come on, Kelly. Right.
Girls are winning 1-0. Kelly, in the Transformers TV shows and movies, Optimus Prime is what kind of vehicle?
I would say an 18-wheeler.
That is correct.
Yeah! He's a vehicle, yeah!
Yay!
Good job, Kelly.
Yes. And I know they transform into motor vehicles.
That's pretty good, Kelly. You know what color he is?
Hell yes, no Kelly. Idea. I'm not going to answer in case it'll take a point away.
Nah, you, you know what colors he is?
Blue and red, right?
Blue and red, yeah.
That is
what good job, that
was, Kelly.
That was just God's favor.
Yes.
Killer guess.
I can't believe it.
What?
Oh, my God.
Dang. Oh, my gosh.
Big rig over here.
The girls are winning 2-0.
I just know they transform into cars and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that sounded big.
Yeah, I have no idea.
My favorite Bumblebee.
I would have said a dump truck. I have no clue.
I'm so proud. Wow. I literally am about to cry. I'm so proud.
So Kelly, is that your first question you've gotten in Battle of the Sexes?
I just was completely guessing.
She is tearing up.
I'm tearing up. I'm so proud of me.
Kelly got a point and Jenna got a point. So far, neither guy has gotten a point.
I'm proud of a guess.
Yeah.
I'm proud of a guess. You didn't even know.
But I guessed right.
It feels a lot better when you guess right than when you actually know something.
Yeah, it's like a luck shot from half court. All right, come on, Nick.
Okay, Big Al, you are the hair expert, so we're going to go to you on this one.
Great.
Big Al, if you have curly hair, what should you attach to the end of a blow dryer to prevent frizz?
That little thing that gets narrow at the very tip. I don't know what it's called. It's like a tip. It's,
looking for a name.
I can describe it.
Go ahead.
It's a, you attach it to the end of the blow dryer.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And
part of the question.
And the part that's farthest toward the end that's not attached is.
All right.
What's the name?
The thing that it gets narrow like a triangle kind of.
Ladies? That's incorrect. Okay. Ladies?
That's actually the straightening tip. This is a diffuser.
Diffuser, correct.
It's the big round one.
Diffuser?
Not the skinny. The little skinny one that concentrates the thing is what you were describing.
Yeah,
that smooths.
That's the only thing I've ever seen.
The diffuser distributes the air.
It's the only thing I've ever seen on a blow dryer that I remember.
All right, Jenna, you're next up for the ladies.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
This one might be up your alley. How many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won?
You
know this, Jenna.
I know. I don't know if I know this. I'm not on top of my sports. He's won. He's won 5 or 6.
Oh, need an answer, please.
Mm-hmm.
He's won. I'll say he's won. Oh gosh, I don't say the wrong one. I say he's won 5 Super Bowls.
That's correct. That's
yes!
Correct.
Yes.
What a guess. 2 guesses.
Yes. Oh.
He's about to win his 6.
This is so awesome. Yard. Winning is so cool.
I love Jaylee's confidence in me.
The guys are.
Keep up.
There's no way the guys can win. We have group questions if y'all would like to answer them.
Sure. See if we would have at least gotten a point.
All right, guys, here's your group question.
I
you can answer
winning.
This together.
Winning is so fun.
I know. That's what we're trying to tell you. That's what we've been trying to tell you.
I've never been that.
Enjoy.
You know.
Enjoy.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
JC and Al, to get on the board, answer this together. In the movie Mean Girls.
Oh, yes.
Katie's first friends at her new school are 2 outcasts. Name one of them.
Big Boy.
No.
What? No.
Outcast.
Andre. I know there's a dude and a girl.
There's a guy and a girl.
Yeah.
Don't look over here, dog. Don't look over here. I'm out with my outcast question. Big Boy.
I feel like we still get to keep our man cards because we don't know this. But I did watch Mean Girls recently.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Isn't that the one that...
That's White Chicks. Oh. This one's the one... Does Butter have cards? That type deal.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan?
On Wednesday.
Wednesday's here.
Wednesday.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. Correct. I don't think...
Scott.
You guys ain't. Nope, that's incorrect. It's Janice and Damien are the answers to that.
Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Not Scott.
What about Andre 3000?
Yeah, what about...
Nope. All right, ladies, here's your group question just for fun.
Oh, they're going to guess and get this one right, too.
Of the 4 big sports, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey, which world champion has to return the trophy each year?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking it out, not giving a definitive answer. Isn't that hockey? The Stanley Cup that gets passed around, right?
So.
That's correct.
Yes!
That's
correct.
In basketball, the women get passed around.
Hell,
the ladies win 4-0.
I mean,
Well done.
I feel like I'm growing facial hair.
You know what?
Right now, I'm growing a mustache as we speak.
I feel like a man.
All that testosterone flowing through my veins.
Kelly, who's playing in the Super Bowl?
Tom Brady, who plays for the New England Patriots.
And
the Vikings.
Eagles.
Oh, the eagle.
Yeah, see?
I was thinking.
That's my bird noise.
That's a weird eagle, Jenna.
Well, the ladies won the first Battle of the Sexes of the year.
Well done, ladies.
I feel good about that. I feel good about that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so did Jacksonville.
So good. I think I'm going to celebrate by taking a nap.
Yeah, we got to get better at this girl thing.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.